And we're off.
And we're good. Sweet.
Why is it so bad?
It bugs you because then it's like, it gets everywhere, huh?
Yeah. Damn it. It literally smells the worst. But, like, it's not... My pants are good. You sprayed a lot of that freshener.
Yeah. I think I... No, okay, we're good. It's literally just my hand, I think.
Yeah. I didn't even get a head rush.
Huh?
You got a head rush.
Dude, I got like... Every time I inhale, I got a head rush, dude.
Seriously, maybe I was doing it wrong. I don't think I was inhaling enough. Because I was kind of like, oh, I don't know if I want to.
Did you feel it kind of go down?
Mm-hmm.
And then it would come back up? Okay, so I think you were inhaling right.
I guess maybe not enough.
Maybe I just did it too fast.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you go... real quick.
Well, like, I inhale too fast. I go...
yeah. Oh.
Because I think you were just kind of going... huh.
Yeah, no. And if you would have had 4 cigarettes, we would have smoked 4 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Or 2 of them or whatever. Because we're... I think walking around the park was good, though.
Yeah, I'm glad,
just staying still.
I'm glad we did that.
You smoked before, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
And was it terrible?
No, it was a lot of fun. It was great. I was like, oh, this is the best thing ever. And then maybe I obviously did not inhale at all then, at that point, because I was just going...
Hmm.
But, yeah. Because smoking then was fun. Smoking now kind of sucked. But.
That's terrible. Actually terrible.
It wasn't terrible, terrible.
I mean, it was fun. Yeah. But it tasted terrible and it smells horrible.
But overall, what'd you think?
I mean, it was worth doing it once.
Yeah.
I'll never smoke again. Ooh. I'd rather vape. Or, like, drink.
Yeah.
What's the point of cigarettes, you know? You just die.
I mean, there's, like, an aesthetic appeal to it. I think that one's mine.
This one?
I think so. Let me see.
Yeah, probably.
But goddamn. So, welcome to Sammy's birthday hangout. There was more people, but...
they all left.
They all left because of a bunch of losers. We were going to do a 5-man podcast, but then we realized we would have to unveil... we would kind of have to unveil a podcast or two, and we don't really want them hearing that. Because that would be terrible.
We're going to look back on these podcasts one day.
Yeah.
Just for everybody to know, we went to Spader Cemetery.
We did go to Spader Cemetery today, or tonight.
It's fucking terrifying, going to...
Walking there was terrifying. There, at the cemetery was kind of shit.
I think it was too small.
It was too small, and it was just kind of like, okay.
What's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
And we were taunting, we were taunting the shit out of the ghosts.
Yeah, we were taunting a lot. You were, for sure.
Yeah, I was jumping on it. I was like, oh, fuck this place. This place sucks dick. Which it did. There was no ghosts.
Yeah, there was nothing there. I kind of feel like we should have taken the other walk. The walk that the lady took, but that would have been really sketch.
Yeah, because there was a huge tree.
There were big trees right there all along the entire area. But.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, that probably would have been a great idea.
Totally worth it, though. You know, I wouldn't change anything. Like, smoking, that was fun. Just walking around smoking.
Yeah, that was fun. Would have changed that.
If I ever got a vape, you know.
We would vape all the time.
Just vape. Even though 3 people died. Fuck off, dude. Vaping's fun.
How'd they even die? Because you can't really, like, what, they inhale too much or some shit?
Maybe they just vape too much. I don't know. But I would get, like, the big one. I wouldn't get the Juul.
Yeah.
I like the Juul, but I like the one my cousin had, or has. But no cigarettes. We learned today, I never want to smoke again. Taylor, never going to smoke.
Okay. I probably might smoke again, but I don't get it.
Just, oh, dude, it smells so bad.
It smells like dog shit. Our hands smell like dog shit, and they're going to smell like dog shit for another day at least.
Yeah.
But, or at least until tomorrow.
But. We,
what else did we do today? I mean, we didn't really do much. Kind of sad. But I had a lot of fun.
I had fun. Like, going to Spadger was fun. It would have been better if we could have gone to Redlands, but...
Yeah, I mean, we probably, honestly, we could have.
Yeah, but I mean, it was 40 minutes away.
It was 40 minutes away. Not that I felt unprepared, but I was just kind of like...
Yeah, it's kind of daunting. If they would have left earlier, we probably would have gone.
Yeah.
They would have left like 30, 40 minutes earlier.
Yeah. I thought they were going to leave a lot earlier. I thought we were going to go home and leave, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then we could have gone to Redlands and Spadra if we wanted to.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I mean, Spadra was fun. I mean, we went to a cemetery at night.
Yeah.
And we taunted some ghosts.
We met a homeless man. Or woman. I was terrified. That train was kind of scary.
I actually thought we were going to die. I thought something very bad was going to happen when the horn went off, because I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, I couldn't hear shit.
Like, this is when we die. This is when someone runs up on us. This is when a ghost throws us.
We can't hear anything.
Can't hear anything.
And that's why I put my knife away, because I was like, if a ghost throws me, I don't want to fall on my knife.
You're going
to
stab yourself.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be terrible?
Or you guys fall on it, and I was like, okay, I'm going to put this thing away. But then I would hear a creak, and I was like, all right, taking it back out.
You would hear I did hear clicking.
I didn't know if that was, like, the trees, like the branches clicking, like, adjusting, or the wind or something, but I would hear it from everywhere.
Yeah, I'd hear it from everywhere.
But, goddamn, my ear itches.
Another thing, too, I don't think we'll ever forget this, but this past 2 weeks have been shit when it came to that one chick.
Yeah, we met a chick on Minecraft.
We
should honestly tell the story. Because then we will remember what happened, kind of chronologically. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you want.
We kind of already told it.
Yeah, that's true. I really wish that was on a podcast, honestly. Yeah,
it was an hour-long story.
I wish that was on a podcast, dude. Damn it.
I wish I could remember more.
Yeah.
I don't remember much. It was all, like, fuzzy.
Yeah, I remember most of it.
I remember, like...
But the timeline... With you, I don't really know, because I was all you know.
I'd have to go through, like, the DMs and then actually see what she said to me.
And we don't really want to do that.
No, I don't want to look at those DMs. All we know is that we met some very racist Australian lady who gave us a lot of anxiety and stress.
And we got attached to.
We got very attached to, and then we dumped her.
Pretty much. Those girls at Jack in the Box were cute, though.
Dude, that one chick who was with the black chick, ordering?
Dude.
What the fuck? Did you see her butt?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She had a nice ass. God, she was really
apple bottom jeans, bro. What the fuck?
Those were
really like watermelons.
Yeah. It's huge. But, like, it was a good huge. It was like, it wasn't like the black girl butt. That was kind of gross.
That was disgusting.
I didn't like that.
I didn't want to kill myself.
Yeah. It might maybe because she was black.
Probably.
I don't like black girls.
Yeah, black people.
So. Yeah, exactly. Black people in general.
Oh, man, I just feel terrible.
You?
Yeah, I don't feel good.
I don't feel very good either. I feel very tired. That made me super tired.
I feel really tired.
I still feel like my head is kind of going like this.
I just feel it in my throat.
I don't know why. It feels so bad. I feel it in my throat, too. That's what she said.
Kind of a shit podcast. It's kind of just depressing. Well, not depressing. It's just
kind of. This is going to be a slow podcast.
We're just tired.
Because we're just so tired and we don't really have much to talk about today. So this is definitely going to be 30 minutes to an hour, at best. Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, too. That announcing kind of took it out of me.
Yeah, that was kind of.
Just constantly talking.
Yeah. Kind of fun, though.
Really fun. I'd do it again.
Yeah, that was
it's a fun, lot of just fun. Roasting everybody.
Yeah. It was mainly Tim Abraham.
Not
and
taking
Ethan.
This game seriously. Tim now leaving the court. There's total anarchy.
Yeah.
Everyone is going AWOL.
Everybody went AWOL.
Daniel is now throwing something at the announce. That was just fun.
That was just a lot of fun.
Would do it again.
We should have got snacks.
We should have gone to 7-Eleven. We should have got candy. If we would have got candy and like some other shit, we would have been like more
still
way
go.
Or walk.
No, we could drive.
It's one.
So we can take the podcast with
you're
us.
You're gonna get in trouble. Plus, I spent all my money.
I'll buy.
I mean, we can.
You want it? Because I'm fucking bored now. And even though I'm tired, I still want to do something. I don't want to sit here.
Or do you just want to go to 7-Eleven, or do you want to break into the church?
I don't know.
I don't even know why I just said that. I don't want to do that. There's cameras everywhere.
I say we just go to 7-Eleven, honestly. Might as well. Just fuck it.
Just go. I mean, we could.
Do you want?
What do you want to buy?
I don't know. What do you want?
I have no idea. You want to buy some cigarettes? Oh, dude, I can still taste it every time I exhale.
Yeah.
I felt like a loser doing it, too. It's just like when I vaped. I didn't even feel cool. Like, it was fun just walking around and just smoking, but I didn't feel cool.
I don't know, maybe there's a certain swag that we just don't have. Yeah, it broke.
God damn.
Want to kill the Ender Dragon?
Yeah. I want to do something, man. I want to do something. No, actually. I can play. I'm down to play.
Where the fuck are we going to play?
We
could just play in your room and just keep it down.
Yeah, we just have to keep it loud.
Because, I mean, you get kind of loud in your room. You never get in trouble. We can't get too loud. But.
Yeah, I say we go to 7-Eleven, we buy some snacks, we go to my room and we play.
Well, what do you want to buy?
Whatever we want. Literally whatever we want. It's like beer and cigarettes. No? You don't want to do that?
No, we can. You've had those Airheads, right? Those Airhead Rainbow fucking Extreme.
They're like Skittles, but worse.
Sour thing? No.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
They're Skittles. They're like strips. Like,
Oh, they're sour strips.
Yeah.
They're like that long?
No.
That long?
No. They're really good.
I wish we were recording that because that your face was perfect right there. They're really good.
I'm losing it, dude. What a shit show of a night.
What a shit show of a podcast. Alright, so I say let's go. I say we do that and then we go.
We gotta hop the fence again, don't we?
Yeah.
We're gonna have to hop the fence with all the food.
One of us will hop the fence and the other one will bring the food back. I mean, might as well. What else are we going to do, though? Unless you want to just go in there and play.
I don't know.
What are you going to do?
We could just play. Because I don't really want, like, soda.
Why have soda anyways?
I had a big soda. And to be honest with you, I already feel kind of sick. So if I eat candy, I'm going to legit throw up. You remember that one night?
I wish we were recording then, dude. That was probably one of the hardest I've ever laughed. Because I was laughing so fucking hard at you. Because you were just sitting there, just dry heaving, dude.
Dude, I was actually going to kill myself.
I've never seen you, like, feel so shitty. I've never seen you feel so shitty, dude.
I felt terrible.
Yeah, I could tell. I thought you were going to throw up in my bushes.
I thought I was going to throw up, too. A shit show.
Yeah, because you had, like, what, 3 cans of Coke.
And a big bag of donuts, the powdered donuts. I had a whole bag to myself, basically. I was just chomping down on them, dude.
And then you had some candy.
Then I had candy. And that's all I ate. I didn't eat, like, food.
Yeah.
So when we hopped the fence,
I felt my stomach jumping. Oh, no. I can't even do the voice, dude. Oh, I can't. My throat.
What voice?
The, oh, no. or we could just go to bed.
So that took it out of me.
Yeah.
Why did that those cigs take it out of us? I honestly, it's probably from the coughing. I coughed so hard when we were walking. When we first started walking, I was because I think I inhaled wrong. Definitely.
Well, I inhaled big time, and we're such pussies.
We can't even
smoke, right?
Honestly, I should have just done a big, just seen what the fuck would happen.
Yeah. That's what I was doing the entire time, and I had the biggest head rush.
I should have done that. I was just worried, like, I don't want to die. I don't understand how people get addicted to that, though. Like, how do you smoke and be like, okay, my hand smells like dog shit. I smell like dog shit. My breath smells horrible. My mouth tastes horrible. Unless you actually like the taste.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can see someone actually smoking.
I just, like...
Or the head rush, I guess.
The head rush sucked.
Did it suck ass?
I didn't like that. It wasn't fun.
You look like you're... What was that one guy doing on the gazebo?
Yeah, I think he's just...
Watching the game or something?
Yeah, watching a video or something.
Oh, my God. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I'm dead. I'm asleep.
We could probably show this one to your kids. This hasn't been very dirty. Maybe when they're like 17.
Yeah, I mean, this is not dirty at all. It's just cursing.
Yeah. They're fine with that.
This one's fine. We're good.
Oh, fuck.
We're good with this one.
Goddamn.
This is a terrible pot. We're gonna look back on this one and be like, what the fuck were we doing?
We were stupid, dude.
I'm just tired.
We were also gonna have a special guest, but he left early. The fucking nigger. But
can't say that. It's against TOS. Sam now breaking TOS. Sam
terms of service.
Now I'm breaking terms of service. Abraham again doing nothing, as he always does. We've seen it once before. That was fun. I want to do it again.
That was a lot of fun.
It's
draining. So I wonder if they have to have, like, it can't be more than, like, 5 seconds of silence. Because even 5 seconds, that's a long time. One.
That's a long time.
It kind of seems like a long time. So maybe it's like 5 seconds. They're like, your limit is 5 seconds. You're quiet for 5 seconds. We're going to fire you.
That's terrible. At least there's two of you, though.
Yeah. That is true. That'd suck being an announcer for, like, just one person.
It's on this hand. Just by yourself.
Damn it, my blister's split. Fuck. Alright. God damn.
I'm so tired.
What do we do, man? We need to figure out something to talk about.
That girl has such a big butt, dude.
It was so nice.
Holy shit. It was one of the nicest butts I've ever seen in my life. Truthfully.
She had a really nice ass.
I didn't really see her face.
She wasn't, like, that pretty, honestly.
Okay. I saw the, like, side of it, like... But, I mean, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You know? Who cares?
Well, you don't want her to look like an ogre cube.
No, but I don't think she does look like an ogre cube.
No, not at all.
With an ass like that, I mean, shit, dude. Whatever. Who cares? As long as she doesn't look like an ogre cube.
She looks like an ogre cube with overthrew on the face.
She did, dude. So bad. Oh, my God.
Imagine, like, having a kick-ass body, but then having a shit-ass face. Kind of suck. But, I mean, at least you got a kick-ass body.
Imagine you just have neither. You just shit everywhere.
That's when it's time to kill yourself.
Should say that.
What's the fucking point?
It's been a long day.
It's been a very long day.
That walk, I think, just did it. The walk, the jumping up and down, the announcing,
the
smoking for some fucking reason, the disappointment. Oh, and me and Abraham going fucking AWOL in the car.
Oh, yeah, you guys went full retard. We went for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, we went full retard.
Because that was just a long drive. That was a long drive. Not a long drive.
You were going like 90, too.
Yeah, I was fucking flying.
You were flying, dude. I mean, you were going 70.
Yeah, definitely going 70.
Because you're legal. You're doing legal stuff. I wanted to see a ghost. You know how awesome that would have been if we would have saw a ghost? What would we actually have said, though? Because it's like, we would have been like, oh, it's probably a person.
Yeah.
Let's just did bounce. You know, we would have been like, oh my god, we saw some homeless person.
That motherfucker could have been a ghost.
I heard the wheel.
Yeah.
And I heard him talking or grunting or something.
No, I didn't hear that. I just heard the wheel of his cart.
Yeah. And he saw us.
Yeah.
So. Fuck that guy, though. I don't care about him. We didn't see him again or anything. He's deuced. That was really unsafe, what we did, actually.
Why?
Because we were walking next to the freeway where we're in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
There was that big-ass tree with... I thought there was a person sleeping there. And then we're going underneath the freeway, this railroad track, where there could be,
you know,
a clan of homeless people sleeping. And then we went into an abandoned cemetery with a bunch of big-ass trees all around it, which there could be more people sleeping in.
That is true. I didn't really think about that until after.
That was super unsafe.
Yeah. Probably amongst the you know, some of the most unsafe things I've ever done, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like that didn't make any sense whatsoever, but...
Yeah, I just said yeah.
Made sense in my head. It was among the most unsafe things I've ever done in my life.
But... Yeah, that felt more unsafe than the farmhouses.
Yeah, the farmhouses were just, like, weird. They're just, like... That was a good adrenaline rush for a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Because that was, like, our first time doing anything ever. Yeah. And the tunnel was a lot of fun for a little bit.
So you guys went back?
Yeah, we went back, and there was a skunk. And so we followed the skunk for like 20 minutes, throwing shit at it. Then nothing happened. All right, let's leave. So I ate shit, though, when I jumped that fence, dude. Oh my god, I ate shit so bad. Landed straight on my heels and flat on my back. Just boom, boom, bam. Oh, and I was just like, fuck.
So you went to the end?
No.
Oh, you guys didn't go to the end of the tunnel. Was it just you, Abraham, and Daniel and Nathan?
No, it was just me, Abraham, and Daniel. I can still taste it.
Yeah, I can still taste it. Tunnels are just stupid.
Yeah.
Like, Zelda's tunnel?
I don't want to do that.
It's like, I don't want to go there because my brother went there and he said don't go there. I told you that, right?
Kind of, yeah.
He went there with Jake. Do you remember Jake and Ryan? Mm-mm. He went there with Jake, and as they were walking out, there was a guy in, like, all black. I don't know if he was in a robe, and he just stared at him until they got in the car and left, and then he walked in. Because, I mean, even if that shit never did happen 100 years ago, like that shit getting sacrificed in the tunnel, there's probably still shit going down in there today. And it's like, it's a tunnel.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the tunnel, there's a room. No. Where apparently some girl was sacrificed. Cool, dude. Let's do that. Walk of 3 miles to go to some stupid room that might not even exist. It's like, why would we do that when we could go to, like, an asylum or a hospital or cemetery? Which is just a bad idea. That cemetery, bad idea.
Yeah.
But if it's anything like this...
Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You know? Now if we see, like, a floating candle...
Goodbye.
I think I'd actually shit myself.
I think I'd just leave.
I would bounce, but I'd shit myself.
Yeah.
That would be adrenaline. That would be a story.
Yeah.
But I do have to say there are a lot of squirrels.
In the...
So, don't mistake. Well, I don't know if they're out at night, but, you know, maybe some of them are. So don't, like, you might hear a lot of noises, but they might just be squirrels.
Fuck, dude.
What?
I am like...
Dude, you are Audi 500.
I am Audi 500 right now, man. Fuck, man.
Oh, dude, I can taste it, man. I heard the same fucking wheel.
I still hear it. You hear that shit?
I hear that. That's the same sound.
Hold on. I didn't check that.
That was the exact same wheel.
I don't think that came out on. I don't think that came across on the podcast, huh?
I don't think it did.
Oh, shit.
All is well. All is well. That was the same freaking wheel, dude. Same wheel. Now we know that guy. Now we know that guy was a ghost. He wasn't real.
Oh my god, that tastes terrible.
Oh, got hurt. Oh. It's the same wheel, dude. That's colder shit. Well.
Yeah, fuck that.
Terrible podcast, terrible day, terrible everything. I want to kill myself. Gonna do it.
Gonna do it tomorrow. No, I kill myself tomorrow. Yeah, I don't think we're ever gonna get guests on this show.
We're just too fucking much of a loser to actually get a guest.
Yeah.
Yeah. That tastes fucking terrible. It goes back for another bite.
Can they even hear us? Hear me?
Yeah, they can hear us.
Good enough. There's somebody who came to the library. Her last name was Good Enough. All right, yeah, we're done with this thing.
Oh, it's like drool. What the fuck was that?
The fuck, my for the listener, my popsicle started drooling all over the fucking place.
Dude, what the? Might just be time for bed. Honestly, what time is it?
It's like one.
Almost one. It's been an eventful day. We it went has. To an... We did illegal shit.
Yeah, we trespassed.
You know what would have made that a lot better? We would have got the cops called on us.
Yeah.
Would have made it 10 times better.
It's just not fun unless the cops get called.
Exactly. It's if we would have been walking towards that gate, and we saw like 2 or 3 cop cars right there...
And we had to go some different route. If we didn't get caught... Would have been really good because I don't want to get caught with the cops because then I go to jail.
Yeah.
And then your parents get called, you guys get fined, I get fined, and I get to go to jail. So it's like nope.
Well, is walking on the railroad track, is that trespassing?
I don't think so. I feel like that's just endangering yourself.
Yeah.
that illegal?
We could have just followed the railroad somewhere, and then we could
Just been like, hey, we followed this, we were over there, now we're over here, we don't know where we were going, sorry. And we could just let it go. I mean, we got clean records, so.
We do have clean records. Never done anything illegal.
Ever.
Never. Well, I guess I did we did smoke underage.
Oh, yeah. That is illegal.
I got lung cancer.
Got lung cancer, Nick.
We talk about the camp, dude.
I think, honestly, I think we talked about the camp the first podcast.
We did. And it just kind of snowballed.
Hey, didn't you, did you upload those videos? Or did you upload a video?
I uploaded one. I sent it to you.
Did you?
Or it's in the Discord.
Oh, that's right. You're sending them in the Discord now. Bitch, why don't you just send it to me?
Fuck off, I told you. We were in a call together. Like, this is the video.
Outcast F4, is that, or whatever, is that it? We have a YouTube channel, by the way, for our Zero. No,
nobody can watch it, though. They're all unlisted.
Oh, that's true.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the YouTube channel.
How are you? Oh.
Skywars. What are we doing with Outcast?
It's 32 minutes long. I will watch it later.
I had like 4 hours worth of video, and I deleted all of it.
Because of Mia. Where's my lighter?
Fucking flop! It's scaring me!
It might be time for bed, honestly, even though I kind of don't really want to. But I don't know what else to do.
My nigga just lit a pencil on fire. It's wow.
Wow, that's really going.
That's
there.
Really going. What the fuck?
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
That's really going. Should I put it out?
No.
Okay. It's actually waiting until it gets to right here.
Yeah, and then it burns your finger and yeah. You fucking hate it.
God damn, that's really going.
That's going. I was...
Wasn't really. It smells like marshmallows, actually.
Can't like smell
a burnt marshmallow. I mean, it's wood. What were we expecting? You know, are we that stupid?
We're pretty fucking dumb. Look at it, though.
That's gone, nigga.
That's gone.
Oh shit! It's. Don't hold it like that, retard.
Retard.
Let's see if it gets to the lead. Oh shit. Almost dropped my phone there, you know what I'm saying? That's really smoking.
Oh my god, that smells really good. Oh, this smells smoke. This type of smoke. Not cigarettes.
A little strong. You're watching the pixel bird at this moment.
Dude, it completely...
All right.
Oh!
Oh! My nigga said, oh!
Oh!
I saw the lead, I was like, oh! Oh. God damn it.
It's smelling lumberjacks now.
It smells like this,
Oh, it's so strong.
Hey. That shit was on fire.
Oh! Oh! You fucking kidding me? That was so funny. Are you fucking kidding me? Hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why the fuck did we get so disrespectful today at the graveyard?
like
we got super disrespectful
to dead people
because we were like, hey, we should pee on the graves. We should.
I don't know. I honestly, I was just like, it's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
I guess I'm. Maybe I'm just that skeptic.
Yeah.
Because I'm not. I'm like, okay, the dead person is not going to fucking rise out of the grave and be like, hey, stop peeing on the grave. It's like I'm just. He's just going to sit there because he's dead.
He's dead.
I don't know.
I think we just wanted to see something.
I believe in demons. I don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah, there's nothing.
But I don't know where to find demons. It's kind of like, I feel like for that you have to sacrifice something or do something really fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, and we weren't really, we were just like.
Yeah, I was just jumping out to your grave.
Baby
like,
Bowers.
Fucking stupid ass. Unknown male. That was interesting, though. Mm-hmm.
Still have that picture. All right, took the picture of it. Start a new one. Is that yours?
I don't know. There's so many. It's probably Abraham's.
Hopefully.
You're going to get gonorrhea in the mouth.
What?
I'm so glad I found that video.
You got gonorrhea in the mouth. What?
What?
What? Now I have to clean that up before my dad comes in. Hey, what are you doing? Burn a pencil.
You fucking kidding me? He's just walking going like, down.
You fucking kidding me? Fuck, man. Okay.
It's not a good night unless the cops get called.
Yeah, I think we figured it out. That guy really sketched me out, though.
We heard the wheel again. That was terrifying.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Yeah, I mean that made up for it, I guess.
Well, that guy and the guy in the car, he kind of gave me a spook.
Did you see him?
Mm-hmm.
Was he awake?
He looked right at me.
He looked right at you.
He looked right at me. And I was like, fuck. I thought he was gonna call the cops. That's why I was like, we're going to get the cops called. We're going to jump this fence or go underneath it or whatever. We're going to walk our ass all the way over there. We're not going to see shit. We're going to come back and we're going to get the cops called on us and they're going to be waiting for us. But at the same time, it's kind of like, I'm sure they see homeless people going in there all the time.
Yeah.
Because of all this shit, it's like the worst case scenario is like, oh, he puts more graffiti where there's already graffiti. I'm going to really call the cops on on three kids who were just being retarded. You know, we could have just been runaways. Who knows?
Yeah.
But then again, I mean, I guess then he's like, okay, they're runaways. Maybe I should call them and then get them back home. But I'm glad nothing happened. Because that would have been kind of stupid. That would not have been worth getting the cops called on us, honestly. Like, getting caught. It would have been cooler if they did and then we escaped them. But
that would have been cool, but it wouldn't have been worth getting caught over.
No, definitely not.
If we went to, like, Downey, then that's worth getting caught over.
Yeah.
Like, we broke into a freaking asylum.
Yeah.
Can you actually imagine if we actually get into that asylum? Like, break down a board.
I mean, I'm down.
And get, literally walk inside of an asylum, an abandoned asylum.
That'd be crazy. That would be a story to tell.
And that would be terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going room to room. Not knowing what's in there.
Well, wasn't it burned? Because if
part of it was burned.
I don't want to go in that part for sure.
And then there's a tunnel.
Hell no.
That leads to a chapel. An abandoned chapel.
I don't fuck with churches, dude. Abandoned churches. That's some bad juju.
It's a tunnel too.
It's a bad juju. Now, I'll go in that tunnel. That's fine.
Now that would be crazy.
What was the other Black River Canyon, right?
Black Star Canyon.
Black Star Canyon.
It's where a bunch of, where all, like, the Indians were slaughtered by us, and then now there's a bunch of pentagrams and devil worshippers.
So is it just a field, or what is it?
I don't know.
Or is it just a canyon? Like a hole in the shit?
I don't know.
Because hasn't your brother been to that?
No.
Been there?
Well, he might have, but I don't know. His friend has. But. Okay. Who the fuck's there?
Can I help you?
Can I help you fucking Bower? Yeah, the door was opening.
Ooh, no, that would not be good. I was literally locked that thing. That thing was opening, we're dead. We're fucking dead.
Ooh, I don't like that you said that. I don't want to be out here anymore.
I honestly want to grab my knife just because. I'm going to grab it.
Okay.
Talk to the people. Ew, sticky. We're safe.
Not against ghosts.
It's a bunch of ghosts, man. Oh, I should have brought a jacket. So wait, if you did want to, or where did you want to sleep?
I don't know.
Did you want to take my bed? I'll take my grandma's room.
If you want to.
Is that what we last time?
You're okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Your grandma's room is the master bedroom, right?
Yeah.
Damn. Why is nobody taking that? Does your grandma just like pop in every once in a while?
No, she still lives here.
Oh, she still lives here?
Yeah. Yeah, she's probably going to be moving soon, though.
Oh.
So once she moves out, then my parents will probably take that one. Maybe. I don't know. Because they said that they wanted to leave it for her when she comes and visits, but I'm like, she can just take your guys. She's just visiting. I don't know.
Wait, is this a two bathroom house or three?
Two.
That's two. So everybody uses that.
Yeah, everybody uses that one, and then my grandma has one in her room, which we can use when she's not here. On such occasions like today. Thank God she's not here, actually, because that kind of helps us out.
It does.
Hopefully they're not coming.
Who?
My Thea and my grandma. Your throat still hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah. My throat still hurts, too.
I can still taste it as well.
Got gonorrhea in the mouth, baby.
What?
That's what happened, man. We got gonorrhea in the fucking mouth. And now we want to kill ourselves. Because we got gonorrhea in the mouth. Jack's got gonorrhea.
He's got fucking niggas. He's got fucking gonorrhea. Makes me want to kill myself.
We should have killed him.
We should have killed him. We should have killed her.
Yeah.
She fucking raped her.
You remember when I said that we can show this to our kids? Not anymore. Not anymore. Not gonna happen.
God damn it.
Hey man, I could have, like, not even raped her, but I could have gone in there, dude. Dude, I was honestly, okay, legit, dead ass. I was like, bro. Shit, I almost cut myself. I was like, dead ass, though. I was like, if she actually could have gotten her private jet to come over here, I would have taken you, and we would have gone there, and we would have drank.
And we would have partied and like shit.
And we would have stayed in her house, and I probably would have had sex.
Imagine.
That'd be crazy.
I'd be fucking terrible, probably.
Yeah.
Actually, would have been the worst.
Why?
I don't want to do that. I don't want to be near her at all. The whole time.
Not anymore.
Shit. No, even then, it would have been the same shit.
Yeah, it would have been the same thing over and over again.
If we're gonna drink, I want to just like I want it to be special first time drinking. I like some fucking crazy bitch. You hate me? I'm annoying. Shut the fuck up.
True.
Just want to drink. What are we gonna? What? Because we're gonna drink. What are we drinking first?
Beer. I thought I wanted to drink beer first, but we can go harder and we can get some vodka, maybe some Hennessy, maybe some tequila.
Can we start off with whiskey?
Whiskey. That works too. I want to buy. We need to buy those cups. Remember those cups I was telling you about?
Either start off with whiskey or beer. I don't know if I really want to drink beer. What's the point? You have to drink like four of them. Like full beers if you want to do anything.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. It depends. We'll get there when we get there.
Just nodding off.
4 years away for me. Well, no, three.
3 years away from me. God damn, that took me a while. I was like, wait, hold on.
Imagine you get 20, like, we turn 20 and they're like, hey, you can't drink till you're 25 now.
Same age as you can rent a car. Hey, faggot, I waited this long, I'm gonna fucking drink right now. Don't fucking tell me I can't.
Don't kneecap me, bro.
Just kidding, I need that distilled water for my truck.
You for my truck.
For my trip.
My wife. My sister, my cousin. All same person.
And my dog.
My dog. What a shit show.
I keep her chained up in my truck.
Definitely can't show this one to the kiddos. These are going to be gone.
These? Yeah, probably. We're never going to get these. This is the only time that we can ever listen to it ever.
Imagine you have a kid. They grow up at like 15. They, oh man, 15 years of my life dedicated to this kid.
And they die?
And then the kid fucking dies.
That'd be pretty funny.
Because they went to some cemetery and they got stabbed by some homeless man that wanted their shoes. Oh, my kid's dead.
Yeah, but also, I mean, if we train them right. Because then it's like, what?
What? Look what we just did. We just went to some cemetery and we could have got stabbed by some homeless man.
Yeah, but we have knives.
Still could have got stabbed.
Nah, we're fine.
You never know.
I mean, what if
there was
sure.
a clan of them?
Well, then we kill the whole fucking clan.
Just like an underworld
if
of homeless people.
If we had killed them, what would we have done?
Ran.
We don't call the cops.
We would have ran back to the car and drove away.
No, we wouldn't have.
Would you?
I don't know. Honestly.
I don't think we would call the cops. Because it's like, what would we say? Oh, yeah, we're trespassing and there's a homeless man. We stabbed him, killed him. We stabbed him in the throat and then stabbed him in the eyeball.
Would we get away with that, though? Because all the witnesses? They'd be like, oh, yeah, it was like three dudes in a red truck. We would just have to drive. We wouldn't have to. We could not run from that though. We would have to just walk away, and be as calm as possible.
Yeah.
And I would have to keep this and just clean it. Because we couldn't leave knives there to have our prints on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have to be very careful because if we had got blood on ourselves, we'd have to just throw it away, or at least wash it or something. I never understood that. Like the murderers who got caught, they like. They're tracking blood everywhere. They don't clean anything up. It's like... Nigga.
Bruh.
Like, clean up after yourself.
Yeah. But,
yeah, we would have to be very careful. Because, I mean, we can't tell our kids what we did and not expect them to do the same thing.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying it would be terrible. You raise your kid for 16 years and then they get stabbed by some homeless man and die.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my kid's dead. I raised him for, or her for 16 years, and now they're dead.
Yeah.
I want to die. And it sucks, too, like, if it's just your only child. You know?
It's
your only kid. And then they just die. Like, it doesn't even have to be by some homeless man. They just die.
Yeah. You get in a car accident and die.
They get cancer. Die. They get shot in the face by an accident, you know, by a drive-by that was meant for someone else. Die.
Well, I feel like that wouldn't really happen unless they went into a sketchy area. Or if they...
Yeah,
if
but they I mean, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah, so I guess that's true.
I'm just saying, like, it would be terrible if your kid just died.
Yeah.
Be terrible. I'd kill myself. I don't know how I'd react. I'd probably kill myself. That'd be terrible.
But you can't kill yourself with your wife because then you leave
her. I'll kill her, too. I'll kill everybody.
Just become a freaking... just become a lunatic and start killing everybody.
The worst, though, because I saw this in Redland Cemetery, is like, what if you have, like, four kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your wife decides, I'm going to take the kids out. She takes all four kids. They get in a car accident. They're all dead.
Oh, then I'd kill myself.
Then I'd kill myself. They're all dead. Whole family.
You know, I always thought, I was like, okay, if that ever happened, I'd just go on a rampage. But then I was like, but then I don't want people to... I don't want to take people's, like, children away from them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to kill anybody.
Just kill myself.
Just kill myself, yeah.
That'd be terrible.
But I don't know how to do it.
I'd drink myself to death.
I guess, yeah.
I'd just drink and do a bunch of drugs and then OD and die.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Or take, like, 10 sleeping pills.
And like just go one bitch?
And just go to bed and never wake up. No, she took something else, dude.
That's true.
Because Michael Jackson took sleeping pills and then his heart exploded as he was sleeping.
I thought he...
And he never woke up.
I thought it was... Was it pain pills or...
It's either pain or sleeping. Because sleeping, you just go to sleep and then your heart stops. Because the sleeping pills, they slow down your heartbeat.
Oh, so if you take, like, a million...
Yeah, it'll just... And then you're dead. You don't wake up.
Seems legit.
That's how I would go. But I'd probably drink myself to death. Because it's like, what's the point? What's the point of doing anything now?
Everybody's dead.
Everybody's dead. Kill myself.
I kind of want to kill myself right now.
I kind of want to kill myself too. This is the worst podcast we've ever done in our entire life. Actually, no. The worst one we ever did was that depressing one.
Where we just fucking shit on ourselves the entire time for like an hour and a half. I was just talking about...
how much we hated ourselves.
Pretty much.
That was terrible. I never want to do that again.
No. Now is it kind of weird that, like, kind of...
Stop. What the hell is that?
I think it's a firework.
I think it's a firework, too.
Like, kind of talk, like kind of talking to that chick. Did it kind of boost your confidence?
Yeah, it did.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice. See? Even though she was fake.
I like to think that she was real.
She was real. She was real. Fucking crazy.
I want to stab something.
We didn't break anything.
Oh, we didn't. We should have broke the Modelo that we found. What the fuck? We can go. I have that. My neighbor put a chair out there. I can just go stab it.
We should have taken those bottles.
No bottles.
The bottles in the alleyway. We just kept them and then broke them. At the freaking basketball court.
At the basketball court. Who the fuck?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you fucking kidding me? Again? I remember I stabbed, God, my throat hurts so bad.
Yeah, my throat hurts.
I remember I stabbed a spray can. Like a spray paint can.
Oh, no.
I remember I was looking at it for a long time, and I was like, Dad, what would happen if I stab this? And he's like, don't. Nothing would happen. It would just kind of explode. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, it just kind of like just popped. I was like, really? He's like, yes. And I was like, okay. And then he kind of went away, but he was kind of looking at me, and then I grabbed a screwdriver and I stabbed him. And it did exactly that. It popped, but it popped everywhere, and it was like, psst. And I was like, oh, shit. And I looked at him, and he's just like, why did you do that? And I was just like, I don't know.
Perverted.
Yeah. I think that's the worst. I think when, like, your dad just, like, kind of, like, gets disappointed, and you're just like, oh, I just feel bad now.
He's like, are you fucking kidding me?
You fucking kidding me?
Spent 15 years raising you stupid ass. It wasn't that. It was like, I was like maybe 9.
Remember that time? Remember that Star Wars game you had?
No.
On the PlayStation or whatever?
I do.
And I dropped it and it broke into a million pieces?
Dude, I was laughing so hard. I had to go to the bathroom and piss, dude. I was laughing so hard.
I knocked over your Lego as well.
Dude, I was laughing so fucking hard. Yeah, I was so scared of pissing myself because I would, remember I pissed myself laughing before, and I was like, I was kind of old, too, when I did it. I was like, I think I was like 8. Me and my cousin were playing Minecraft, actually, and it was back when you could left-click and right-click to open a door. So it was like really early in the game. So I was trying to break the door, but I was clicking it instead of holding it. This is the hardest.
You probably got pissed.
This is the hardest I've ever laughed, dude. At that point, I was trying to trap a sheep in my house, and so it was me and my cousin, and so I clicked it. It's like, okay, now break it. I was like, sorry, I just clicked it, trying to break, and it went up close, up close, up close. And so I was laughing so hard, and I just pissed myself.
Oh, my Lord.
Thank God, it was me. I was like, listen, I went to my other cousin, and I was like, listen, bro. Because we were pretty close at the time. I was like, listen, bro. I was like, I just pissed myself. I'm like, I need to borrow some underwear. He's like, okay. So he gave me some underwear. That was a clutch by him, dude. That was dope. Shout out to Nathan. But oh shit, just put a hole in my boot. That's sharp.
I think that's the end of this podcast.
Yeah, it's about an hour. Ooh, that scared me. Scared the shit out of me.
Scared.
I don't.
I think that's a bit. That surprised you. Oh man!
If you didn't hear it, somebody just drove down my street and held the horn down. Oh, that's actually not another thing that happened today. Before we end this podcast, we'll end it with a little bit of a story time. With Taylor and Sammy, because we were the only ones there. But basically, we were driving home. I had picked up Taylor today, or I guess yesterday now, at like, what, 2?
2.
2. We were driving home. We picked up my other friend Ethan, except Ethan went in his own car to go pick up my other friend Daniel, which we have talked about before. Anyways, so if you know where we live, it's... I don't know why I'm talking as if other people are going to listen to this. I was driving on Central, turned onto Philadelphia. There's a Chevron gas station on the corner of Central Philadelphia. I was turning left. And I turned, and this motherfucker was turning out of Chevron. And he literally almost hit me and Taylor. Like, it was like, inches away from us. And he hit our side. It wasn't even like he was trying to cut us off. He would have hit our fucking side. And I got so fucking angry, and I laid on my horn for like 10 seconds.
Never seen you so mad.
And
you're like a hog.
I've never been so pissed off. I wasn't even trying to make the face either. I was just like, I was just so. I just didn't know what to do besides just hold my horn down for 10 seconds. But that's what happened. I think we're gonna end it right at an hour, which will be in about 30 seconds. So hooray! Well,
very sad. Well, not sad, just tiring. Podcast. That girl with the big butt. Oh my God. That was amazing. Too bad we had no chance.
Too bad we had zero fucking chance. The girl next to her was kind of cute, too. She was Latina. Were they both Latina? I couldn't tell. They look Mexican. But
I had my back to them.
I don't usually like Mexicans, which is weird. Okay, we got 6 seconds. All right, thank you for tuning in to the Outcast podcast. Goodbye. Get the fuck out of my life.